We are back with Community Voices on NPR Illinois 91.9 UIS. I'm Bea Bonner, along with co-host Randy Echols. And it's a special time of year. It is our year-end winter fundraising drive. So we're so happy to do something a little bit different. We're taking Community Voices, still talking to people in the community, helping you get to know your neighbors and our neighbors a little bit better. But we also want to remind you that NPR Illinois is donor-supported. So that means you, our listeners, our audience, can help us out right now by calling 217-206-9847 or going online to nprillinois.org to give a gift right now. We appreciate your support over the years. And, you know, we have to take care of the things we care about. So once again, if you can give a gift today, call 217-206-9847 or go to nprillinois.org. And like I said, we are still trying to get to know our neighbors. So we thought it would be really cool to talk to another person who has done some great things with the station. So I'm going to let her introduce herself.
Hi, my name is Kenya Apongole. I'm a full-time student at Spelman College. And I was also a participant in the This I Believe competition that was broadcasted on NPR Illinois.
Yeah, like Kenya said, she took part in This I Believe in the last year we did it. It's really interesting, Kenya, because you are that last group of students we had right before the government shut down and we had the stay-at-home order. What was that like from you, you know, going from being surrounded by a lot of people and then, you know, going to the shutdown order?
It was definitely a shock, and it was something I had to get used to really quickly. And I wasn't prepared for how, like, isolation felt so lonely, and I had to continue going to school. So that was really difficult at first, and I had to finish my senior year. So I felt like I didn't get the full experience, and I didn't get my graduation or prom, but I really just had to make the best out of my situation. And I'm just happy that I graduated, and now I'm going to the school of my dreams.
How is it? Have you been on campus, or has that also been isolated?
It's also been isolated. I found out that I wasn't going to campus a month after they told us we were. So I started online. I just finished my first semester, and it's been pretty difficult because everything is instructed through Zoom and just texting and everything. So it's been pretty difficult, but I've learned to cope with it, and I'll just have to keep doing this until I am able to go on campus.
A lot of the instructors are probably still trying to learn how to do this well too.
It's definitely hard to communicate like via the internet. So it's something everyone has to get used to, but I think it's becoming easier as time's going by.
Being isolated, what do you think you're missing the most out of the college experience?
I'm missing the connection with other people and just having that interaction. I feel like if I would have been on campus, I would have made many more friends. I would have got a lot more connections. And so right now, I feel like I don't really know anyone from my school. I haven't got the chance to get close to anyone. And we try to text, but communication doesn't stay the same consistently. So I'm just hopeful that when I do go to campus, I'm able to really connect with people like I dream to.
Now, Spelman is a historically Black college and university. It's one of the top ones, and it's all girls, right?
It is.
So why did you decide you wanted to go to Spelman and not like Clark Atlanta, which is also by Spelman? It's also at HBCU, but it's co-ed.
So when I started first thinking about college, it was in the sixth grade when I was taking an AVIC course, and I didn't know much about college. I'm a first-generation student. And so I was looking for a school that really embodied the morals that I follow in my own life. And so one of the mottos of Spelman is a choice to change the world. And I feel like that's so empowering. And it just really gives me the focus to keep going. And I use that in all ways of life now. And just being surrounded by a lot of like-minded Black women is so empowering. And I'm taught by people that look like me, and I'm taught my history correctly. And it's not this washed version that is inaccurately described. It's my true history. So I feel like it's an amazing opportunity to go to such an amazing institution.
Now, when you talk about that, it reminds me of your This I Believe essay from this year. I still remember it because those essays are really fresh in my mind since you all just completed that in March. Can you talk about your essay, how you got involved with the program and kind of that experience?
So I went to Southeast High School, and my teacher, my literature teacher, Mrs. Latif, every year she made students participate in the This I Believe competition. It was actually for a grade for our class. So when she introduced the assignment to us, she told us to talk about something we really, truly believe in and to really use our own voice and not write something that we thought other people would feel like. It was something we really had to come and find deep within and really speak about. So for me, I thought about all the struggles I had as a child and how I overcame them. And so one of them was just being ashamed of being so dark skinned and being bullied for it. So my essay from this, I believe, was "My Black is Beautiful." So I feel like I truly captured what I went through as a child and how I overcame those obstacles of just being called ugly and just not beautiful because I was so dark. And the This I Believe competition really gave me the courage to speak out about it. Like, it was something so personal I never spoke about before, but when I was able to truly write it down and I got so much positive feedback, it just encouraged me to keep writing.
How was it like coming to the station to record and then, you know, going to the Abraham Lincoln Presidential Library and Museum to, you know, speak your truth and what you believe in front of everybody?
Initially, I was really nervous because I was talking about something so personal and something I never even spoke about with my own family. So at first I was nervous, but once I got there, like, it was so comforting. It felt like I was just having a conversation and I was truly able to tell what I believe in. So being there was life-changing, and I've never been the person to be outspoken until just in the past couple of years. So having the opportunity to come to the radio station and then the Abraham Lincoln Museum, it just changed me as a person, I think. And I'm more confident to speak about what I believe in. And now I'm writing even more, performing even more. And it's just an amazing experience.
You can join Kenya in the This I Believe experience if you're a high school senior. We are doing our 15th season of it coming up in, people will be able to submit in the month of January, and we'll be airing the 10 selected essayists like we did last year in February. I don't know this year we'll be at the Lincoln Museum because of all the separation, but we're working on doing something fun to recognize it. So thank you for participating last year. And as you can hear, Kenya had a great experience. If you haven't thought about it, consider it now. Some people enter on their own and some people work through their teachers. And if you, you know, there's still time left to convince your teacher, maybe it should be a classroom assignment. But this is one of the reasons it's important to support NPR Illinois, because we do engagement activities like this to get to know our neighbors, our community, in this case, high school seniors. So please make a donation at nprillinois.org or call 206-9847 and you can make a donation that way.
Now, Kenya, have you chosen a major or doing any activities right now, even though you're home?
Yes. So currently I'm a sociology and anthropology major, but I'm also planning on majoring in health science. And I'm also on a pre-med track. So after I finish at Spelman, I plan to go to medical school and I want to become an anesthesiologist. And like, since I'm done with school right now, I've been trying to focus more on my writing. So I've been writing a lot of poetry, and one of my goals is to have a collection of it published soon.
You can definitely do that. I have a lot of friends that are trying to opening up their own publishing companies and just writing. I think the whole COVID-19 experience has allowed for people to really just focus on some of their passions and different things that, you know, you may not have had time otherwise to really get into. So I think that's one good thing that has, you know, come out of the pandemic.
Kenya, are you from Springfield originally?
Born and raised here.
Excellent. You went to Southeast. Did you do the, don't they have a program in health sciences there? Did you participate in that?
Yes, I was in the Health and Science Academy all 4 years of high school.
So that started your interest in this field then?
Yeah, I think it was that. And during middle school, I was just getting more interested in focusing on something I really wanted to do. And so the medical field has always been on my mind.
It's a pretty difficult time or challenging time for medical professionals. Frontline folks at the hospitals are dealing with a spike in COVID cases. And how do you feel about that as you start working on this career?
I feel like it is a difficult profession, especially right now, but it's such an amazing one also, because these people are risking their lives every day to save others' lives. And I feel like that's just a beautiful thing to do. And I hope that once I'm a doctor, like, we're not experiencing the same pandemic, but I hope to impact people the same way that medical professionals are right now.
Has living through the pandemic changed your view of the medical field, or, you know, changed what you want to do a little bit?
It has, because although I do see such amazing medical professionals like risking their lives every day, I feel like we still have to recognize the health disparities going on right now. And that's also why I've become interested in the law aspect of medicine. And right now I'm still focusing on becoming a doctor, but I'm also interested in getting into like law practices also, because we have to recognize the health disparities and how we could have better handled a pandemic.
How are you coping with the isolation and the, you know, just how things have changed? What are you doing for self-care, et cetera?
For self-care, I just try to take some time for myself, because it can be very depressing being isolated. And at first I didn't know how to handle it. And so I try to keep myself busy, but that's not always helpful. Like, I'm a full-time student and I'm working full-time right now. So I just try to take time to write and just really reflect on my day and just calm down, because it can be really depressing being alone so much and not having that human interaction. I feel like human interaction is something that we all crave. And without it, it just changes our lives, I think.
So as a college student, do you still hold the same belief you wrote about in high school, or do you have any new beliefs that you hold to be true now that you're kind of adulting?
I feel like a lot of my beliefs I hold the same, but I feel like I'm more aware of myself now and what I can really do. Like in high school, I feel like I wasn't as confident about what I was capable of doing. But now that I'm in college and I'm using my voice to really talk about things that I care about and advocate for issues that need to be brought to attention, I feel like I can really use my voice and it can take me somewhere and really change things around the world.
You can be like Kenya, our NPR Illinois listeners and supporters. She has a lot of things that she cares about and advocates for, but I always believe that you should take care of the things you care about. So as NPR Illinois listeners, you help us so much every day to put on shows like Community Voices, programs like This I Believe, and many others. So continue to support the things that you care about by calling 217-206-9847 or going to nprillinois.org to make a gift. It truly makes a difference, and we're just so thankful to be able to be here, to do this show, and to do other things that we may not elsewhere have the opportunity to do. So listener support makes all the difference. So use your voice and take care of the things you care about.
When this is under control and we can go hang out again and do different things, what do you think is needed to heal the community and make it better?
I feel like we really need to talk about how this pandemic changed our lives, because I feel like far too often we just keep going and going with life. We're trying to stay afloat, but we really don't recognize how much our lives have changed over these past months. And I feel like if we talk about it, we'll be able to relate to each other on our experiences, and we'll be able to move past it, but not forget it. Because this is a time no one has ever experienced, and it's definitely changed everyone's lives. But I feel like there are some positive changes and some negative ones that we should discuss.
Thank you, Kenya. We really appreciate it. Thanks for participating in This I Believe, and I'm thrilled that you feel that it helped you find more of your voice, and it sounds like you're finding more every day. So we're thrilled to have you on Community Voices, and we remind people that these programs can be supported by going to nprillinois.org or by calling 206-9847.
Stay tuned to hear Kenya's essay from the This I Believe Essay Program 2020.
This I believe.
This I believe.
This I believe.
This I believe.
I'm Kenya Apongole, and this I believe. The first few years of my life, I never knew the world could be so cruel. I was just a little girl, always smiling and happy, yet oblivious to the hatred surrounding me. Reality hit me hard when I was first teased about my dark skin at just 7 years old. The phrases ugly gorilla and burnt food were branded into my mind. I never thought I'd heal from the pain those words caused me. Unfortunately, I was also criticized for how I spoke. Because I'd never spoken with strong Ebonics, I was referred to as an Oreo, meaning black on the outside, but white on the inside. When does speaking proper English equate to talking white? From that moment on, I was conflicted on how to love, accept, and embrace myself for a very long and dreadful time. At just 14 years old, I became obsessed with searching skin lightening remedies. From my research, I learned that lemons prevented hyperpigmentation, and I got into the routine of using lemon juice as an attempt to brighten my skin. Scrubbing my skin like it was a scorched pan, each attempt planted a deeper sense of hatred for myself. When that didn't work, I resorted to using only filters that made my skin look brighter when posting on social media. Constantly worried about how others perceived me, I began to believe having brighter skin would make my life easier, and maybe I could finally love myself. No matter how many times my mom tried to convince me I was beautiful, I couldn't grasp the concept of self-love. Finally being content and appreciative of my dark skin, I have learned that no one in this world could have taught me how to love myself. I had to go through such a challenging experience in order to realize my worth and the need to accept myself before anyone else did. I may be dark as midnight, but I shine bright like the stars in that same midnight sky. The sun stimulates a radiance within my soul and shines perfectly on my deeply pigmented skin. I want to leave this world regretless, knowing that I have embraced who I truly am while living my life fully and unapologetically. Racism and colorism have plagued my community for centuries, and I'm continuously aiming to combat it. I am striving to shatter the glass ceiling and achieve greatness, not only for myself, but for other young Black girls who knew the emotions of hatred far too early and couldn't love themselves for far too long. I am proud to state that I have grown from a girl ashamed of her Blackness into a young woman preparing to spend the next 4 years of her life at the number one historically Black institution in America, Spelman College, where I'll be surrounded by an aura of Black femininity of every shade. My Black is excellence. My Black is an embodiment of strength and virtue. My Black is beautiful. This I believe.
Another special year-end edition of Community Voices on NPR Illinois 91.9 UIS. Thanks to our guests and neighbors who, like you, hear the value in NPR Illinois programs and strongly support them. If you've already donated, thank you. If you haven't, please donate now at nprillinois.org or by calling 217-206-9847. Community Voices airs weekdays at noon and Saturdays at 5 p.m. Find on-demand audio at nprillinois.org. For Randy Eccles, I'm Bea Bonner. Community Voices is a production of NPR Illinois.